Hello.
Hello, sir. We were speaking just a minute ago about a survey. It's almost done. Please tell me to conclude it. When there is a Republican primary, when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, or never?
Every time I can, because I drive a truck, and sometimes I'm not at home.
So always, you vote always or most of the time?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Thank you, sir. Do you recognize the name of Ron DeSantis? If you do, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him, or neutral opinion? Ron DeSantis.
Well, I'm going to vote for him if Donald Trump ain't the nominee for the Republican Party.
So you have a favorable opinion of Ron DeSantis?
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's good.
what is your opinion of Keith Gross? Do you recognize the name? Don't know him?
No.
Okay.
Don't recognize
him. And what is your opinion of Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
Oh, yeah. Favorable.
Favorable.
Number one.
And do you recognize the name of Rick Scott?
Yes, he's favorable, too.
Favorable. Okay, thank you, sir. Let's move on. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, thank you, sir. Do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
I strongly support Rick Scott.
Strongly, thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
I approve of it.
Approve, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of federal government? Approve or disapprove?
Yes. Approve.
Approve. Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
If I didn't approve of him, I wouldn't be telling you I was going to vote for the man.
Approve, then? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Almost done. Bear with me for just a couple of minutes more. During the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
I've told you I'm going to vote for Rick Scott.
So more likely to vote for him, or less likely?
More likely.
Thank you, sir. Don't you understand?
No,
the thing is that you need to express it. I cannot choose it without you saying it. Finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Rick Scott.
Thank you, sir. Do you strongly support Scott or just somewhat support Scott?
Look, I told you I strongly support him.
I know, sir.
And don't call me back.
No, just two more questions. Two more questions. What is your age, please?
57.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? Caucasian, African American? Thank you, sir.
I'm a white man.
And do you consider yourself Cuban American? Yes or no?
I am American.
So you are not Cuban American?
100% American.
Correct. Okay. No. So
born
you are not
in South Alabama. No, I am not.
No Cuban American.
Okay. I have nothing against them.
I understand. Last question. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I am a male.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Good night. Very kind of you.
Thank you, sir. Good night.